Radical Christians plead their case. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. They're loud and they're proud. God hates us. But on the day that now concerns the U.S. Supreme Court, the radical Christians of the Westboro Baptist Church were very careful.
Nobody went near that funeral. We never go near any funeral. We don't disrupt anything.
Timothy Phelps, son of church founder Fred Phelps, said they held their signs well away from the funeral mass for Matthew Snyder, a soldier killed in Iraq at the age of 20. But at one point during the funeral procession, Albert Snyder saw the protest signs, "Thank God for dead soldiers. America is doomed." It made him physically ill, and he sued for damages. The federal jury said, hell yes, and awarded millions in damages. But an appeals court threw the award out, saying the Constitution places even the rudest, most unpopular opinions beyond government control. This is Payday for Pastor Fred Phelps and his Radical Christianity, which believes that God is punishing America for promoting homosexuality. This is a man who once burned the Quran and no one noticed, but protesting a military funeral has put his name on a Supreme Court case. And get ready, because he'll probably win. You see what's happening here? Pastor Phelps is giving Christians a taste of what it's like to be Muslim and saddled with radicals claiming to represent your religion. Fred Phelps is a Christianist radical, and it'll be up to Christian moderates to block the view. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.